Australia's new federal government has embarked on its first major engagement in the Pacific with a visit to three countries in the region by the Parliamentary Secretary for Foreign Affairs, Senator Bob McMullen. Senator McMullen has just returned from a visit to Samoa, Tonga and Kiribati, a visit that he described as the beginning of a fresh approach to the Pacific. Australia's relations with the region have plummeted in recent years, with the Solomon Islands, Papua New Guinea and Fiji accusing Canberra of bullying and interference. Senator McMullen spoke to Edmund Roy.
Well, broadly, the approach is one of much more partnership and engagement on the basis of some mutual respect. We're not going to be lecturing or hectoring. We're going to try and work together with them, and I think we set a pretty good standard with the way we started. The relationships we established with ministers and leaders in those countries was very positive. And from a particularly from a development assistance point of view, we're working towards the implementation of the Prime Minister's commitment before the election to a Pacific Partnership for Security and Development, and that's a top priority for us.
This comes while we are adjusting to some tight monetary or budgetary positions. Do you expect any change, any major changes in the aid spending?
I expect our election commitments to be met. I mean, the primary purpose for the tight budget is to fight inflation in Australia. Well, very little of the aid spending occurs in Australia, so it doesn't essentially contribute to inflation. AusAid will face the same efficiency dividend requirements as every other public agency, but to the actual programs, the money doesn't get spent in Australia, so I don't expect that to be under any significant pressure right now.
A Senate inquiry in 2003 recommended setting up a common market in the Pacific. Will your government revisit that idea?
Well, the Trade Minister is urging the governments of the Pacific to come together to build further on what's called PACER, the Pacific Area Closer Economic Relations. It's a long way short of a common market, but for Australia from the Pacific, we're pretty open to their exports already. We have virtually no barriers to them. They have some barriers to us, but to be honest, they're not big export markets of ours. So, but we are trying to open up the markets in the Pacific, both ours, Australia and New Zealand, cooperatively with the countries in the Pacific. But the PACER Plus, as it's called, the Enhanced Closer Economic Relations, is important, but it's really the area of Trade Minister Simon Crean.
What about the idea of labour mobility, something that the former foreign minister knocked on the head?
Well, the Prime Minister said to the Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands that we know people in the region think it's important. We're examining the New Zealand trial closely. It's a complex issue in Australia more because we have a broader neighbourhood than just the Pacific, and so we have to think about this issue more broadly. But we understand its importance. We're looking at the New Zealand trial very carefully, and we're looking to get back to people in this area as soon as we can.
And staying with the Solomon Islands, what's the future for Ramsay there?
Well, most of Ramsay, of course, doesn't come in my area, but we are, during the course of the next 12 months or so, we have to review the future of Ramsay because other people are responsible for the detail, and I haven't got the timetable directly in front of me, but the current mandate needs to be renewed, so we'll have to have another look at our relationship with the Solomon Islands. But the discussions with the new government in the Solomon Islands went very well. So from a development assistance point of view, I'm very optimistic about the future as it relates to the Solomon Islands, but more broadly, of course, it's the responsibility of other people. But from a development assistance point of view, I'm very optimistic.
That's Senator Bob McMullen speaking to Edmund Roy.